and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are in time for more on the program that really believes in working to build the community. Of course, we focus on individuals and families as well. And of course, as you all know, I love bringing in experts who help with that process. And so today, as promised, we have Miss Betty Jones with the Mock Academy who's joining us to talk about what she and her team there do to help build the community. Miss Jones, how are you doing?
Just fine.
It's good to have you with us, too.
Glad to be here.
You know, I gotta ask you, just before you give us a little bit more information about Betty Jones, because we got to find out about you. We got to know who our guest is. So, but before you do that, because I know this question will be in people's minds, so I want this to be settled within their minds. Mock Academy, what is that about?
Mock Academy, it's mentoring academics, computers, and healthy recreation. We've been around for about 25 years, and basically that's what we do with the kids. We mentor them, we provide academic support, we do technology, and we do tennis as the hook.
That's awesome. So you're dealing with them on an emotional, mental level. Mm-hmm. You're working with them on an academic level. Mm-hmm. You're working with them on a sports level, a body movement level. So it sounds like really and truly you're dealing with the whole person.
The total person, and that is our goal, is to not just give the kids the sports, but to make sure that we mentor their entire being.
I love that. Okay, so that gives us an overview of what Mock Academy is about. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back to that to talk more about what happens at Mock Academy, but I just wanted y'all to get the gist of what it's about first so that that would be settled in your mind. You wouldn't be thinking, mock, and be thinking M-O-C-K. No, that's not what it is. It's actually the acronym M-A-C-H, Academy.
That's right.
All right, so we're going to come back to that, but now, let's go back to something that I said we have to find out more about, and that is what Miss Betty Jones, who she is.
Well, I'm just a lover of people. I love doing community service, working with the community, especially children and elderly people. I've been doing in the nonprofit sector for many, many, many years. I worked with Girl Scouts. I worked with the Boy Scouts. I worked with the Art Factory when it was in operation in Augusta.
With the Franklins.
Yes. So yeah. I'm just in any, you'll find me anywhere I can be of service in the community. I do a lot of community service. I work with my church. I work with the community organizations out there. Just a people person.
So what sparked that in your heart? And when did you first realize that that's who you are? You're somebody who needs to work with people.
When I was growing up, I always had this desire to be a nurse. That's what I thought my goal was. But then I started going to school, went to school, and I found out that, no, that was not for me. Because my heart would just bleed for sick children or sick elderly people when I would be in the hospital setting and stuff like that. And I decided, let me find another arena that I can use my talents and my interests.
Okay, now hold up for just a minute. Now, you said your heart would bleed.
My heart would bleed.
Which sounds like it's a good thing.
It is.
But what are you saying? There was just too much pain involved?
For me, to see children sick, or elderly people sick, and you know that you're doing everything for them, but you see them crying, you see them in pain, it just touched my heart.
So, and when you said your heart would bleed, and you discovered this wasn't for you, the nursing end of it wasn't, was it too painful for you emotionally to see what they were going through?
It was emotional, too painful for me, because I know that the doctors were doing and the nurses were doing everything they can for those patients, but it looks like it wasn't enough for me. And I could not jump in there and make them well.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that just broke my heart.
I got you. And so when you realized that was not the place for Betty Jones, you still had the desire to help. And what guided you with regards to how you began to navigate and finally end up doing what you did end up doing?
Well, my first volunteer opportunity working with kids was with the Girl Scouts. I went worked with the Girl Scout Council in Augusta, and I liked what they stood for, the preventive side of preventing children from certain illnesses, preventing children from accidents, preventing children from dropping out of schools and so forth. So I learned a lot through the Girl Scout program, and that's where it hit me. That's where I need to be.
Gotcha. And they you're right, they do so much.
Mm-hmm. The preventive. The mm-hmm. And this is something that I, as I read the papers today, I realize that we are so busy trying to address things after they happen, but we need to try to get back in front and address things before they happen. Do that preventive teaching, that preventive medicine. I think that's needed today.
I remember as a Cub Scout, the Scouts did so much for me. 'Cause before I was a Scout, I was a latchkey kid.
Right.
I had two sisters, one older, one younger. But I was the only one of the three of us who had to be at home, after school was over. Mm-hmm. And so parents were at work. My sisters were at Girl Scouts or friend's house.
Whatever.
I had to be at home. Nothing to do. I mean, first grade, second grade, back then, you didn't have a ton of homework to do. You had some homework to do, but not a ton, not like they have today. And so for a while there, I'm at the house, and it's just me, and nothing to do.
Right.
For what part of it was the fear factor. Once it started getting dark outside and I was home alone, I was afraid. But before that, I was pretty bored. I mean, there was nothing to do. And finally, my mother agreed to let me join the Cub Scouts.
Right.
And it wasn't just, as it turned out, it wasn't just something that got me out of the house. They were teaching us life skills, as you know.
Exactly.
And so it really turned out to be something very productive for me.
Exactly. And those are the agencies that I was led to as far as teaching the life skills, because that is critical today. And it's even more so today. Life skills development is so critical for our children. A lot of the problems that the kids are having in school today is because there's a lack of being exposed to certain things. The preventive side of education is letting them know the ills, is the circumstances if they drop out of school, but let them also know the benefits if they stay in school and get a good education and go on beyond high school and so forth. So that this is critical today. And I know that there are a lot of agencies out there doing that. So every agency that I've worked with, this is what I like to do. I like to do anything that I can to try to give them an opportunity to be the best that they can possibly be.
Yeah, I like that.
This Ms. Horn is with me. She has students in our program. And she has the same type of thinking that I have. We've got to teach our children. We've got to keep them involved in learning opportunities and make those opportunities fun, but make them learn.
I was just getting ready to ask you if you would mind introducing our next guest. And you said, Ms. Horn, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And you said that you are engaged in what ways with the program?
Well, I was just a parent at first. Bring my kid, drop them off, and go back home. You know what I'm saying? But then talking to Ms. Betty, I became a volunteer. I actually coach tennis now for the little ones, 3 to 4 years old through 5, on tennis on Tuesdays and Fridays. And I actually enjoy it. It's giving back to the community. And my thing is, for kids, exposure, exposure, exposure. Get them out there. See what they want to do, like to do. At home, they don't know. You are the parent. Expose them to life. Now, my kids, program for a whole year, my daughter been there. Had a tournament last week. She won her tournament, everything
awesome.
In tennis. So I enjoy giving back, seeing the kids' faces. I'm military, so the kids like march. They're like, hook, 2, 3,
yeah.
4. And they love it. They look like,
yeah.
Where you at, coach? Where you come today, coach? And it makes you feel good inside to see the community, the little kid look up to you. And I just feel good giving back.
And I'll tell you something about that that is so encouraging to me. We're talking 21st century.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people talk about how, quote unquote, bad kids are today.
Right.
And just with the little bit that the two of you have shared with us already, it is obvious that there are a whole lot of kids out there who are just waiting for someone to say, hey, look, you have value, you have worth, I want to help you bring it out. And they will respond.
Exactly. They're not bad, they're bored. Their mind are bored, sitting there looking at their TV at that game. Engage them, the whole body, run around with the kids. That's what I do. With my kids, all the kids.
When we come back, Ms. Katina Horn, I want you to share with us how you first found out about Mock Academy.
Okay.
And we're going to go from there to talk more about the different program services that are offered at Mock Academy. I know we mentioned that we have the mentoring going on, but we're going to get some more details about all of this. So stay with us. Our guests, yours and mine, Ms. Betty Jones and Ms. Katina Horn, and I will be right back.